Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on a Monday, brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. The Purdy's have served the Valley for decades. They find you the best insurance for the best prices. They care that much about their customers. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. We'll talk a little bit about Bucknell Wrestling later in the show. Tomorrow, Tony Knopf, the CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management, in the segment that has ruined Kevin's childhood memories. And also coming up on Wednesday, Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com. And also Guy Cipriano from Golf Magazine, who will talk about the PGA Championship this week at Whistling Straits. That's how the initial part of the week goes. And I'm sure Kevin will line up a high school football coach or something, but we'll go national in some ways. All right, so great to have you with us. The usual Kevin memo came out. The big thing is the Sean Sweezum injury. Kickers are a dime a dozen. Just find another one.
Nah, they're not a dime a dozen at Heinz Field. It takes a unique kicker to be successful at Heinz Field. It takes a directional kicker.
Okay, the rides are now open, everybody, at Fantasyland. He's a good kicker with not tremendous range.
I agree with that.
And that's fine, but it's not a huge blow.
But he's very accurate.
Yeah, that's fine. So are a bunch of other guys.
I hope you're right. And after what I saw last night, it might be a field goal that's important. I'm just kidding. You know what? I'll tell you what, Steve. I don't know that I even watched more than 3 minutes of the game of that Hall of Fame game. Because I knew what it was going to be. I knew the primary players were not going to be in it. I watched a little, and that was it.
To my credit, I watched zero.
It's only slightly less than what I did.
But the reason I watched zero is because I had a game on TV last night. So, yeah, I was doing that. Steve Smith retiring, so what? Well, I don't even understand why that's even a remotely big deal.
It's just recognizing that Steve Smith is going to retire after the 2015 season. I don't know. I mean, why announce it?
There are a bunch of other people retiring too. And
well,
some are forced.
My question about that is, why do you retire at the beginning of the season as opposed to the end of the season? What's the purpose for that?
Because he thinks somewhere along the line he's going to get gifts. All right.
He's looking for the Jeter send-off.
I can guarantee you that the feeling about Steve Smith is not in the same ballpark as the feeling about Derek Jeter. Let's see. What else is on your...
No gifts for you.
Let's see. What else is on your ridiculous email here? Well, I think I deleted it. Oh, wait a minute. No, I didn't.
There's a shock.
Let's see. What do you got on here? This should be a sponsored segment. Thoughts on Frank Gifford, which we'll get to. We can discuss the ESPN article on Hackenberg. Are the stats deceiving? Don't need to talk about that. Too early for the main Steelers starters to play last night.
I knew that. I knew they were not going to be playing last night. I had a really good feeling that this game was not going to be one that you're going to focus on.
Can they find a good directional kicker for Heinz Field? All you got to do is kick it between the two big, fluorescent yellow uprights. You're okay. That's the only direction you need.
What about it? What about an arena guy? Because those goalposts are narrow.
Oh, jeez.
I'm kidding.
Sign Sam Fick and somebody. You'll find a kicker. Somebody.
I'd be fine with that.
I mean, Vinatieri moved on. The Patriots got Gostkowski. Okay, next. Okay, how many different kickers have kicked for the Giants in their Super Bowl wins? I mean, come on. This, it's one position that changes
hands all the time.
The worst part is now you got to change that. Now you got to change the "Here We Go" song because you can't get 3 points from off Sweezum's toe anymore. Now you got to find the. Now you got to change the song.
And the show heads to the abyss. All right, so let's get to something that actually I find intriguing, and so will the audience, besides whether or not the Steelers can find a directional kicker. But then again, aren't they all directional kickers? I mean, they're all trying to get to the same target. It's the same direction.
Was that intriguing topic on my list?
Sweezum and a directional kicker.
Yeah.
Why is it all your upcoming guests are IndyCar guys?
There's a race coming up in a week that's local.
Yeah, sports dying. Okay.
Actually, it's not.
Tony Knopp and I will talk about it tomorrow. I think we'll get a different perspective on where it is.
I don't care what you and Tony Knopp have to say.
I know you don't.
Go ahead. What's the intriguing topic? Now you've gotten me. You've whetted my appetite. I'm ready to go now.
It actually deals with a fantastic article that was on the front page of the Boston Globe. Not the front page of the sports section. The front page of the Boston Globe, written by Bob Holler, on DraftKings.com, and skirting the fine line between gambling and fantasy, where leagues are getting involved in endorsing it. For example, Major League Baseball is okay with DraftKings.com, but they have told the players they cannot participate in DraftKings.com. In the NFL, for example, the Kraft family, which is the owner. Now, DraftKings.com, by the way, is a Boston-based company. That's one of the reasons why the Globe did this. The Kraft family, owners of the New England Patriots, have invested four separate times now in DraftKings.com. They're also being sued because they have a promotion, and I hope I get this right, where if you put in $100, you have a chance to double that $100.
Yeah, there's a match thing going on. I remember seeing that ad.
Right. Except, you look at the fine print, that's not quite how it works. It's not that simple to get to that extra 100. You actually have to then spend a lot more money to then earn the bonus of the 100. And they're being sued over it. There is a fine line between gambling and fantasy. For example, Kevin's involved in, are you involved in one or multiple fantasy leagues?
Just one.
All right, you're involved in one fantasy league. And in the one fantasy league, to me, fantasy leagues are the equivalent of everybody in the office filling out an NCAA basketball tournament bracket.
Yeah.
Who cares? I mean, that's about what it comes down to. I mean, who cares if you're doing that? You know? As for gambling, gambling is a different animal altogether. And DraftKings claims that, and what DraftKings and FanDuel gets about 60% of the market. DraftKings gets about 30 to 35% of the market. We'll concentrate on DraftKings only because that's what the article was about. And they're able to skirt the gambling issue legally because you're putting money down based on performance, and you're putting money down based on education of topic. I think that's what they claim is why it's not quite gambling. Now, when it comes to gambling, Americans gamble on a lot of things besides sports. If you go out, and I'm just going to use round numbers now. If you go out and buy 100 shares of Intel at $500, you're gambling that 2 years from now, those 100 shares at 500 are now 600. You're hoping that your shares at 500 don't become shares at 420. So you're gambling. You're gambling on the stock. You're gambling on the company that they're going to make you more money. If I invested silver at $20 an ounce and silver ends up being $13.40 an ounce, I've now lost money at $6.60 an ounce on silver if I buy $10,000 worth of silver. Same thing with gold. Gold had been over 2,000. There's a lot of talk now gold will be 800. You see the price you pay at the pump in crude oil. Well, there are crude oil investors. They are gambling that crude oil is going to go from $47 a barrel now? It peaked out and topped out at 108. So you're gambling when you're working in the markets, precious metals, you're gambling your money all the time. So is there a difference between gambling your money on that and gambling your money on whether the Steelers beat the Bengals by 7?
I've never really thought of it that way, but that's interesting, Steve. That's a very good perspective on it.
It's your money. I don't gamble. So, I mean, this is not, FanDuel, DraftKings. This is a form of fantasy gambling. Because you're putting your money on said player's performance. For example, I believe the PGA Championship at Whistling Straits is coming up. And is it FanDuel or DraftKings? I don't know if it's FanDuel or DraftKings. I want to say it's FanDuel. Where you can put, you pick out 5 players. Okay. PGA Championship. I'll pick out Jordan Spieth, Phil Mickelson, Bubba Watson, Dustin Johnson, and Jim Furyk. How about that? And you put your money down with the idea that you can win and get money back. Well, that's the interesting part about gambling and sportsbook. And that's the interesting part about gambling and everyday life. And I'll give you an idea. I was talking about silver prices before. Say I got in silver and silver was $20 an ounce. Well, as of yesterday, it was $14.80 an ounce. And now it's up to $15,240 an ounce. So I just looked that up. But if you buy today, that's what you have. It was down in the 13s 2 weeks ago. Now, it's a precious metal. Gold's a precious metal. But in reality, you are not buying $10,000 worth of gold, as an example. You see William Devane do gold and silver commercials all the time. You're not buying $2,000 worth of gold to stick it in your safe and say to everybody 10 years from now, I've got $2,000 worth of gold, right? You're buying gold and spending $2,000 with the idea that, hey, if I go to sell it in 5 years, it's going to be $4,000. If I buy IBM or Google, or whatever, at whatever per share, my idea is going to be that I'm going to get back, okay? Take, for example, I want to get Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer, okay? I go out and I buy Oppenheimer at $14.40 a share. Well, the idea is I'm going to take my shares, and 5 years from now, it's going to be worth $20 a share. So per share, I picked up $5.60 per share. And if I got 10,000 shares, I picked up, $54,000, whatever it is. And that's what you're trying to do. Well, this is a short-term way of doing it. It's taking fantasy sports to a completely different level. For example, you're in an IndyCar fantasy league. Where you jump in and say yes.
I am. I confirm.
Yes. I mean, but I'm saying, and you pick out how many drivers?
5, I think, each week.
Right. Now, what happens with each of the 5 drivers? What kind of return can you get with the 5? How does it work?
It depends on where they finish. You get points based on that, and then there is a series of prizes or so forth at the end of the year, at the end of the season.
What kind of prizes can you get?
You know what? There is some money involved, and I think there's also some sponsor prizes involved that are different sponsors of this particular form of fantasy.
Right, but you still win by winning.
Right. Now, it doesn't cost you anything to get in it, but you still win by winning.
At DraftKings.com, you do have to put money into it. You have to get money. You have to put money in. FanDuel and DraftKings.com are not sitting there, and they're not break-even businesses. They're not break-even businesses. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. Wrestling coming a little later. Tony Knopp will just destroy Kevin's fantasy childhood tomorrow. Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com. Guy Cipriano, Golf Magazine, coming up on Wednesday. And I guess I've got a personal appearance with you guys on Wednesday, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Where's that going to be?
Northumberland.
Okay, wouldn't have guessed that. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The record was broken.
Sunbury Motors broke their 100-year July sales record.
And we'll do it again in August.
Do it again in August.
SMC will sell over 83 new Fords by August 30th.
SMC is where you want to be if you want a new Escape for $21,740. SMC is where you want to be if you want a new Focus for $16,860. SMC is where you want to be if you want a new F-150 4x4 for under $30,000.
Sunbury Motors isn't taking this record lately.
If you're in the market for a new vehicle, you owe it to yourself to get to Sunbury Motors before September 1st. If you want 0% for 72 months on a Focus, Fiesta, Explorer, or Expedition,
SMC is where you want to be.
Sunbury Motors will sell over 83 new Fords by August 30th. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. SMC is where you need to be
to save more money on your next new Ford.
Hi, this is Susan Purdy. For over 85 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. Our trained and knowledgeable staff has centuries of experience, so rest assured your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 286-5855, check us out online at purdyinsurance.com, or visit us on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Kevin wants to talk about Sage Karam, but since it alienates 95% of the audience, we'll go a different direction. You all right?
I'm great.
I wouldn't brag.
I'm fantastic, actually.
Really? Dave in Sunbury. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Steve.
How are you doing, Dave?
Okay. How are you doing?
Great.
Yep. Did you hear all the speeches, or did you didn't pay much attention?
Oh, what speeches?
The Hall of Fame.
Oh, I saw none of them. I didn't see
one
of them. I heard Bettis ramble on for 35 minutes, which is just...
I just watched the highlights.
Okay, well, there was two point ones. One was Sydney about her father.
Sydney Sayow, yes.
Yeah.
I heard that was outstanding and far more concise.
Yeah. It was right spot on, like you say.
Yeah.
And then
Bettis spoke, I guess, as long as somebody who actually averaged like 5 or 6 yards a carry.
Or 7.
It's his home almost. I mean, you know, it's right not far from Pittsburgh, so there were a lot of people to see him.
Yes, there was a bunch of towels about. But Bill Polian, he started out with a name from the past.
I knew he was going to do this. You talk about George Paterno?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I knew Bill Polian was going to mention George Paterno beforehand. I knew that.
I turned to my brother, and he turned to me, and all we said was, "Oh, that's class."
No, that is class. I mean, but I remember George often talked to me about, and to several of us, about Bill Polian and the influence he had. Because, I mean, because the Bills were going great guns in the early 90s. And Polian was the architect of all of that. And George would tell us, you know, all the time about the close relationship the two of them had. And I'm not surprised that Bill Polian did that. I never have had the chance to meet him, even through George. But yeah. I've always heard he was a class act.
Yeah, well, the only other thing that the humorous part, if you ever get to watch it, check out Charles Haley.
Okay.
About his golfing.
Okay.
That's all I'll tell you. You got to watch it.
I will.
Catch it on your own. And,
I will.
And get back to me and say what you think.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds
talk
great.
To you later.
Thank you, Dave. All right, 800-795-9565 is our number. In 35 minutes, really.
How long was this speech? I literally only watched the highlights of it.
I said 35 minutes.
That's not bad for a Hall of Fame speech.
Yeah, that's great. So, DraftKings.com. Whether it's DraftKings or FanDuel, is anybody in our audience involved in either one of them? And if so, what is your experience like with it? 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. Now, why does Major League Baseball get involved in something like this? And why are sports getting involved with DraftKings and FanDuel? And there's a reason why. When you look at Major League Baseball, what is the average age television-wise? And I also believe it's ticket-wise, too. What's the average age right now in this country of a baseball fan?
Well, 52. I would think it's 50, over 52. 50, Steve.
50, 52. Who gets involved in fantasy sports?
Now, there I'd say under 35.
Exactly. And that is the market that they are trying to tap into. Now, Rob Manfred supported reconsidering the ban on sports betting, saying that the times have changed. And Major League Baseball has bought an equity stake in DraftKings. But Manfred has indicated that the line between the daily fantasy sports and gambling is so fine that he has banned the players from getting involved in fantasy gaming. So the players can't be involved in it, but the sport itself has invested in it. Because they know it skews younger. And it dramatically skews younger.
Well,
the idea is to get that, let's just pick a number, 28-year-old who throws money into DraftKings, gets excited about the sport, maybe wins a little bit, maybe loses a little bit, whatever. And then now they're watching highlights, they're watching games. There is a desire to go to the ballpark, and they get a little bit more hooked into it, and maybe when they're 35, now they're a season ticket holder because they really got into the game. That's the kind of investment that they're making right now in DraftKings and Major League Baseball.
The thing that intrigues, I think, a lot of fantasy players about DraftKings and things like this, where they almost daily fantasy sports, is you're doing it you're not stuck with the same team all year. So if you're halfway through the season, there have been some years where I've looked at my roster going, I have no chance at coming anywhere near anything. And you just kind of go through the motions for the rest of the season. But this kind of thing, I think, is intriguing because every day it's like a new league. And I understand where you're making the comparison to, you know, with it being a daily game like that, how it comes close to sports betting.
Well, it's close. It skirts the line. There's no question. It's right there in that gray area. And let's face it, the NHL is going to put a team into Las Vegas. They'll be the first professional sports league to put a team into Las Vegas. The NBA may soon follow. We'll see. Las Vegas last year hosted a fantasy sports contest with FanDuel, and they awarded $7 million in prizes in a single day. Now, DraftKings is going to pay out $4 million during a fantasy baseball championship on the Vegas Strip, single day. It's a billion-dollar industry. Billions are flowing into this right now. They have invested heavy money, DraftKings, in sponsorships on ESPN, radio stations, and so forth. Teams are involved. For example, if you go to RedSox.com, you can click on a promotion giving them a free entry into a DraftKings contest. They consulted with Major League Baseball first to make sure that they were following the guidelines. It's not as if they haven't had trouble, though. That little thing I told you about, the $100, you can double it and make it $200. You read the fine print on that, and the fine print is a little different ballgame. That's why they're being sued. But my question is, when you look at, I mean, is anybody out there listening to us that has put money into FanDuel or DraftKings? Anybody? 800-795-9565. I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to know what you think of it since you've put some money into it. I don't care if it's $10 or $100 or more. And what the experience has been like for you. Now, this is where they've run into trouble. They've run into trouble in this case. A guy made a $10 deposit in a DraftKings account, believing that he was going to get what the company promoted, which was a 100% first-time deposit bonus. And the company's TV commercial almost promised new customers they could double their deposits by signing up with DraftKings. And the other one, of course, is the big one. If you put $100 in, you get $200 to play with. Plus, in $300, if you put in $300, you get $600 to play with. Put in $600, you get $1,200. You know, that's typical as to how it would work. Only later did they learn in the fine print that took several clicks on the website where they discover that the conditions involve frequent player points and requirements that customers either win contests or deposit additional money within 4 months for a chance to receive the full bonus. That's where they're being sued.
Yeah, there's nothing in the advertisement that says anything resembling that. Because I've seen that ad, and I'll be honest with you, I've looked at it going, wonder if I want to try that. Because that's what they're trying to do, is get you to try it.
Well, this is what they do. But again, listeners out there, have you done anything with DraftKings or FanDuel? 800-795-9565. And this is not one of those, well, what are you doing this for? Why are you doing this? You know, this is information trading time. I'd just like to hear what your experience has been like in it. 800-795-9565. I mean, DraftKings is now major sponsorship with ESPN, major sponsorship with the Belmont Stakes, and also World Wrestling Entertainment. 800-795-9565. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
All right, welcome back. Great to have you with us. 800-795-9565. An estimated 16 million players are expected to spend more than $4 billion competing this year
DraftKings FanDuel. John in Pittsburgh uses FanDuel. Hi, John. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it very much.
Hey, thanks. Anytime.
All right, John. How, you know, do you enjoy it, first of all?
Absolutely. I find myself interested in games that I normally would not care about at all.
What sports do you go after when you play FanDuel?
Well, football and baseball.
Okay, how does it work? Do you pick out players, and is it work like a typical fantasy league, just on a broader scale? How does it work, John?
Well, like, you get a certain amount of money to spend. You get like a $20,000, and a top-rated pitcher is going to be $9,000, $10,000. The worst pitcher is going to be like $6,000. So you have to fill out your lineup with the cap space given to you, allotted. So you can go heavy on pitching.
Okay.
Pardon me? Go ahead.
No, go ahead, John, please. I apologize.
No, no. So, I mean, you can decide whether you want to go with an ace stud for the day or if you want to go with the lower pitcher and try to get, you know, the Toronto Blue Jays, you know, meat of the order. So it's strategy.
Did you play fantasy with friends first? And then what attracted you to this where the stakes are higher?
Well, I played with friends first, and then, you know, like you said, you get halfway through a season and your team, you know, a couple guys get hurt, you're kind of out of it, and it just kind of keeps it interesting. And you don't have to play for high stakes either. There's a lot of couple-dollar games, $5 games.
Anything frustrating about it to you?
I don't know if it's frustrating. I mean, I definitely see it can be very addicting. It's an addictive type of thing. So, you know, I'll play a couple days a week and back off. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, you got to be careful with it.
Do you feel like you're gambling at all?
Oh, most certainly. It's definitely gambling.
Okay.
Because
okay.
We have 100,000 people putting in $5. You know, you can win, you know, top couple players each day on one league. They win probably 10 grand, 20 grand.
What's the most you've won? A
couple $100. And I've been playing for a few years.
Hey, John, your call was invaluable. Thanks so much. I really appreciate the time you took to talk to us today.
All right. Excellent topic. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.